around us. It just saturates the media. I know there's so many times where I just don't want to hear it anymore at all. Even though I try to detach myself from the energy of that heavy fear blanket, but more just try to be aware of what's going on, and there is a difference. And I think that's something that is a good way to discriminate against being addicted to all the bad news, which I think a lot of people are. But very importantly, being part of the informed citizenry, that's critical to what we need to do and what we're here to talk about. Okay, so we've observed these last few weeks and few days, you know, our economic and political structures have failed us, miserably failed us. And those structures have been polluted. They've been polluted by greed. They've been polluted by vested interests that have way too much influence on policy, and that they've been polluted by power lust. You know, and I know the citizens in my country, and I'm sure here in Canada as well, are outraged at what has been going on, that the public trust has been violated in such an overt and just unseemly manner. Well, the public's crying out for change in leadership, but that cry for change needs to be for wise leadership, not just a change. It needs to be for wise leadership, visionary leadership. And in our book, Breakthrough Power, and in the messages that Gene and I deliver in our address to citizens in gatherings such as these, you know, there is a message that we repeat consistently, and it's that the single most highly leveraged opportunity we have to make advancement towards solving complex global problems lies in a transformation in the way humanity generates and utilizes energy. It's a mouthful, I know that. But if you examine it closely, you find that energy it pervades every aspect of our life, from food production to transportation to why we have military forces to our geopolitical structures and positioning. It's everywhere we look. And so if we're envisioning this world that we want, and it's clearly not coming about from our current policies, we need to make changes not just in those policies, but in the foundation that underlies them. And that foundation is the energy market itself. So when we look at the energy market, what do we see? What do we see with our current policies? Again, we see a structure that has failed us. And for the same exact reasons that the political and the economic structures have failed us. It's been greed, it's been undue vested interest, and it's been power lust. And those are all understandable because we all have our own vested interest tendencies. We all have a personal stake in something that we feel is so important that we sometimes exert our will on others. So we all can understand this as humans that this has been going on. But as conscious humans, we also know we can make a choice to rise to something better. And we're not looking for retaliation, retribution, or vengeance. What we do want to have is a cooperative effort, including with those who may have been oppressive, and ask them to join us in the cause for a new tidal wave of wisdom to bring tremendous changes to this planet.